Sorry about that, guys. I was on the road.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I have 9:10 as the time goes. Randy, were you going to give us the instructions for this meeting?
I'm going to ask Chris to read off who we have on the phone so far and make sure we've got everybody accounted for. And then, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance as you requested. And then after that, I can go ahead and give a really quick explanation, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, for the admin committee, we have Caleb, we have Horatio, and we have Vicky. We have, for the executive committee, we have Richard, Mayor Laws, and David Gomez. And we have Dan Valle on the line as a private sector representative. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, David Smith and Bisbee.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Anybody else out there that I've missed? Okay, Richard, we had the roll call.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Paul. Thank you very much. Okay, Randy, we're ready.
Okay, so sometimes it's helpful for me to remind people of how this works with the administrative and executive committee meetings. So the chairman has asked me to do that once again today. Anybody who is interested in stuff that's on the agenda is welcome to participate in the discussion. Just ask to be recognized in the discussion and the chair will recognize you and you can say what's on your mind. But only the officers of the administrative and executive committee are authorized to make motions, second motions, or actually cast votes on the matters under consideration today. So the way this works is on each action item, Chris is gonna go ahead and explain what it's about, and then we'll need a vote from the administrative committee with their recommendation to the executive committee on that item. And then after they've voted and you have your recommendation, then the executive committee we'll go ahead and make a motion in a second and a vote on that item. So that's how it's gonna work. So I just thought we'd go ahead and start off with that brief explanation and I'll turn the floor back over to the chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Okay, our first item of business is a call to the public. There's no call to the public, so we'll go ahead and move on to our first item. The subject is Segal Region 2020-2024 TIP Amendments. Chris, this is for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page one of your packet is the report for TIP Amendment number one. There's two amendments we're looking at. The first is Safford 20th Avenue. SAF 1202. It is currently programmed for STBG money in the amount of $3,337,000. ADOT is finalizing the estimates, so the project is ready to go to bid in the first quarter of 2021. And the project manager has informed us that he's expecting the estimate to go up to around $350,000 additional dollars. We have the capacity at SIGO to add $316,581 to the project. If it's approved, it'll be programmed in the amount of $3,653,581 federal, $228,42 local. The total project cost will be $3,874,423 And it should be noted that's all Segal has available for this project. So anything that exceeds that will need to be covered by the city of Safford. The second project we got there on there is the Nogales Pathways Project. It's NOG 2002. The city is putting together, this is a project initiation request to begin design in this fiscal year. As a result of reviewing the cost estimates and the project schedules, it was determined both had to be amended. The first is design went from $128,046 to $380,000. There's several issues of concern, Union Pacific Railroad right there, and also there is drainage issues, so that's what raised the cost. Next thing we've got is construction needs to be reprogrammed from 21 to 23 because it's estimated the design's going to take a couple years, and the construction costs are going to be raised to $945,000, an increase of $268,669. If you approve this amendment, design is going to be programmed for $380,000 in 2020. That includes local match. And then construction is going to be moved to 2023 in the amount of $945,000, and that includes local match. I'll be glad to answer any questions anybody has on either one of these amendments.
Are there any questions for Chris? Well, hearing none, we need a motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, we
this
need
is a motion from CS Safford Admin Council. I move the motion that we approve the amendments.
This is Vicki Vivian. I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the draft for Segal Region 2021, the TIP program. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I just heard three.
That's right. And now you'll need to have a separate vote on the executive committee end, Mr. Chairman. So you have your recommendation.
I didn't hear you.
You have a recommendation, Mr. Chairman, from your administrative committee. And now you'll need to ask for a motion, a second, and a vote from your executive committee.
Okay, we need a motion and a second from the executive committee.
Mr. Mayor Laws, I make a motion to approve it.
We have a second from the executive board.
Supervisor,
we need a second, don't we?
Yes, you do. Supervisor Gomez is on the phone. If he doesn't chime in pretty quick, I guess you could make the second, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to approve the Segal Region 2021-2025 TIP. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's two. Super date.
The motion is
approved. That should be your five.
Yeah.
Supervisor Gomez has apparently got his phone on mute.
So we had enough votes to pass, Wendy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the motion is approved.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, we needed a third vote. So hold on just a second here and see if I can get Supervisor Gomez to come up.
Oh, I thought he approved it. Okay.
Did you hear Supervisor Gomez, Chris?
No, he did call in. David, can you hear us?
I thought he approved it the first time, no?
I thought he did.
I didn't hear him. Let me see if I can...
Even if we lost him, we had an approval.
I thought I heard him approve it myself.
Supervisor Gomez, are you on the phone? I just messaged him. We'll see what happens. Appreciate your patience, folks.
Randy, we've covered item 3 and 4, right?
Item 3 is where we are right now, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
I don't know what happened to him. I know I heard him on the phone earlier.
I think when David Smith introduced himself, I think I might have assumed it was David Gomez.
Okay, David Gomez is calling me right now. Good morning, David. Can you join the call?
I can.
Okay, do you have the number?
I was just going to look up Heather's email that she sent me.
Okay.
Randy, can't you just put him on speaker and hold him up?
Yeah, I could do that. Let me put you on speaker if that's okay with you, David. And then you can, I'll put my phone right next to the speaker here so that you can join the call that way, all right? All right, hold on a second. Okay, you're on speaker.
I hear you loud and clear.
Everybody hear him?
Yep, loud and clear.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I think what he needs to know right now, and if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I'll fill him in where we're at.
Please do.
We are on item number 3 on the agenda, and it is about the TIP amendment number 1 for the 2020-2024 TIP. And we do have a recommendation from the Administrative Committee to approve that TIP amendment. And now we are waiting for a third vote because we only have 3 out of the 4 Executive Committee meetings, members rather, on the phone. So you would be the third. 2 have voted in favor so far. You're the one that would make the deciding vote.
Okay, so I vote yes.
So now you have.
All right.
Now you have approval. Thank you so much.
No problem. Sorry for the delay.
That's fine. Thank you, Dave. Okay, then we. The motion does carry now. We did have the vote we needed. Then we can now move on to item number 4. It's the discussion and possible action to approve Siegel Region Draft 2021 to 2025, the TIP. Chris, this is for you again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, every year we have to create a new TIP for a 5-year window. This year we have our 21 to 25 TIP that we're going to need you to approve. What happens is it has to go through a 45-day public comment period, and then we have to get it to ATOP by July 1st. So to make sure we have that 45-day public comment period, we need that approved today. And when I drafted the 21-25 TIP for public comment, I took the following actions. All projects listed in the 21 20 TIP was removed, and all projects expected to obligate by June 30th of this year has been moved to the obligated in 2020 section of the TIP. And the amendments you just approved, the Safford 20th Avenue SAF 1202 has been added to the draft TIP, and the Nogales NOG 2002 that you just approved has also been added to the TIP. Those are the only changes to the 21 TIP at this time compared to the TIP you just amendment you just approved. And I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have, and we'll need a motion by the AC to approve the draft TIP for 2021.
This is Vicki Vivian. Sorry. This is Vicki Vivian. I make a motion to approve the draft FIGO Region 2021 to 2025 TIP.
Caleb Horatio, second the recommendation.
Okay, and then we have a first and a second to approve the TIP. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we need to hear from the executive board.
This is David. I so move.
I'll second it, Mayor Laws.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Then we'll move to item number five. It's a discussion and possible direction to staff regarding the proposed Siegel COVID 19 meeting precautions. This is for you, Randy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like almost all of you, I'm sure, have done, we're taking precautions to minimize the exposure and protect the members of our boards, our committees, the staff, and also our clients from the spread of COVID-19. Many of these things are just like what you're doing. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the upcoming meetings for the April 30th Administrative Council and the May 15th Executive Board. We normally hold those in person. At this point in time, I'm gonna say that I recommend that we hold the Administrative Council meeting on April 30th telephonically or through some kind of a webinar platform. So unless there's a strong disagreement from anybody, I think that's the way we ought to go. The Cochise College is closed until after April 30th to any public meetings, so we would have to organize a separate meeting location if we were going to go in person. But I just don't think that's a risk worth taking. If somebody feels differently, they can chime in here anytime. But for the executive board meeting on May the 15th, there's a lot of stuff that we normally accomplish, including the performance evaluation for the executive director. And we didn't have our audit presentation in February. I think we can still have our audit presentation at our May 15th, but if we decide not to hold that one in person, then we can certainly kick the evaluation process down the road to the August meeting. So at this time, I think we just kind of watch and see what happens between now and the 30th, and then we'll notify you all. If we start to see that this thing is clearing up and it's starting to look safe, which at this point in time doesn't look doesn't look like it's very likely, but we would try to pull the meeting location together and have it in person. But otherwise, I think we would go ahead and hold that via some kind of an alternative format, whether it be teleconference or webinar. So. Any thoughts? I'm just looking for direction here. I don't think we need a motion or a vote. Just kind of, you know, consensus from our committee members on the direction we're recommending here. So I'm open to any suggestions and direction you might have.
This is Richard. I think it those are good, a good recommendation, especially being, you know, with the people, you know, the staff and everybody that does attend the meetings, you know, that it'll be more than 10, 12 people, whatever the number is required anymore.
Yeah.
This is also David, Mr. Chairman. I agree. I totally agree with Randy's recommendations. I think we need to be really cautious and just play it out the way Randy just presented it.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor Laws, I agree.
Any other thoughts from the administrative committee?
This is Vicki Vivian. I completely agree.
Okay, so we do have the City of Safford's HR person, Lydia, I think her name is, working on the evaluation forms and out, reaching out to the executive board members on the evaluation, collecting responses and that sort of thing. What else I'm going to do is work with the Graham County people and figure out if we do hold this in person, where the meeting location would be. And 2 weeks is generally enough time for them to, if I can get the location nailed down, 2 weeks is generally enough time for them to work with whoever is going to bring the food in and that kind of thing in the event that we hold it in person. But I just need to get this, get it in place, because if it clears up and everything starts to look very positive by then, we'll have a location, just a matter of arranging for the food. And so we'll just continue to plan as if it was going to be in person, knowing that we will definitely cancel it if things don't improve. So thank you for your patience and on today's call and your feedback on the COVID-19 precautions.
Did anybody else have any other suggestions or comments for Randy? Okay, well then I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt anybody. All I can again say is, you know, thank you, Randy, for all that you're doing through this, these difficult times. Thank all of the members of the administrative and executive board for making this meeting possible and the time that you're taking. So at this time, I just want to wish everybody stay safe, be healthy. Now we need, we can go ahead and adjourn the meeting if there's no further business.
I have a quick comment.
Go ahead.
This is David. I have a quick comment. I just want to apologize to everybody for chiming in late. The time got away from me, and I apologize.
Don't be late next time, all right?
There you go.
You got the word. Okay, thanks.
This is Mayor Laws. I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I second that motion.
Okay, then the meeting, we've had a first and a second to adjourn the meeting. So all in favor? Aye. The meeting's adjourned.
Aye.
Okay, the meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Be safe.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate your patience.
Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay. Just in case there's somebody else on the phone, boy, what a cluster these turn into.
Okay, I've got recording and I've got